Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible, verse by verse. We're continuing our trek through Matthew. We're in chapter 12, verses 33 through 37 in the New International Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we know words are powerful. We know that you are the word, and you are full of grace and truth, and we thank you for that. But Lord, today I pray for our words. I pray that what comes out of our hearts is what demonstrates what's in our hearts. Lord, that we could temper our words with kindness and compassion and understanding, and knowing that those who listen to us are just broken folks like we are. And so, Lord, help us to have words that give life today. And even more than that, Lord, I pray that you would teach us to be a listening people, that we would dignify the words of others by listening to them well, that we would genuinely seek to understand, that you would give us the kind of questions to ask our friends and our family members that will open up discussion. Lord, we have lost the art of conversation in today's age. We have become a texting people, and our words are more ink on a page or dots on a screen than they are words spoken, words of life. But Lord, I know that when people have stopped me and have encouraged me with their words, it has meant so much to me. And so, Lord, in light of that, I pray that you would help me to be someone who speaks words of life over others today and this week and this month. Words are powerful, Lord. And Lord, we pray for our hearts today. I pray for those who feel far from you today. They feel like maybe they've done too many sins and they can no longer be in fellowship with you because of the struggle that they have with maybe a repetitive sin or a struggle that seems to be insurmountable, or maybe they felt like they conquered it and then it came roaring back in a surprising place. But Lord, you say that you have removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, and that our job is to simply acknowledge them, repent of them, which means to turn away, ask for your forgiveness, and move forward. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now that we can have that clean slate in this moment. We confess our sins to you. We ask, we tell you that we are so sorry for living our lives without you. Because basically that's what sinning is to live our lives in our own strength without you at the center of our lives. So we ask for your forgiveness, and we receive it now. Instead of condemning ourselves and saying we're never going to amount to anything, we choose to receive that glorious forgiveness. And Lord, I pray that that forgiveness would translate into the way that we treat others. Because we've been so audaciously forgiven by you, help us to be a people of forgiveness toward those who have wronged us, toward those who have hurt our hearts, toward those who have said words that have harmed us. And Lord, we also pray for those who act like enemies in our lives. We pray that you would bless them. We pray blessings upon them. We pray for reconciliation. We dare to believe that you are the God of reconciliation and that you can reconcile even the most painful relationships. And so for all those people that we have those broken places with, we place them in our hands and we lift them up to you and we entrust them to you. Lord, we want to live as a forgiven people, but we also want to live as people who forgive. And we know that that's the work of the Holy Spirit within us. It's not something that we can conjure up ourselves. And so, Lord, help us to surrender our lives today to the beautiful, powerful Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you have ever wanted to write down your story and you feel compelled by the Lord to do so, I actually have something that can help. It's the Book Writing Intensive. You can go to booklaunchmentor.com/intensive. There's a limited availability. It's from April 20th through 24th here in Rockwall, Texas. And if you've always been wanting to write down that story, but you have no idea how to begin, how to write it, how to edit it, how to publish it, how to promote it, all of that, I will teach you every single thing that I know about the publishing journey. And I've been on it a long time, and I've learned what not to do by all my mistakes. So come learn from my mistakes. Again, that's booklaunchmentor.com/intensive. I hope to see you there, and I hope you have an amazing day.